In this week's parasha, Parashas Ha'azinu, we find that it is the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. I begin right at the very end of Parashas Ha'azinu, Perek Lamed Beis and Devarim, Pasuk Mem Ches. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, and God spoke to Moshe, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Vimur, in the midst of that very day, saying, Pasuk Mem Tes, Alei El Har Avarim Hazeh, ascend to this Mount of Avarim, Har Nevo, Mount Nevo. Asher be'aretz Moav, that is in the land of Moav, asher al p'nei Yerecho, which is before Yericho, ure'eh at eretz Canaan, and see the land of Canaan, asher ani nosein levnei Yisrael la'achuza, that I give to the children of Israel as an inheritance, umus bahar, asher ata ola shama, and die on the mountain to which you ascend, vehe asef alamecha, and you will be brought in, gathered into your people, a metaphor and a for death that is used in the Torah. Kasher made Aaron achicha, just like Aaron your brother died, Bahar Hahar, on the Mount of Har, Vaye Asef al Amav, and he was gathered into his people. Why were Aaron and Moshe dying on Aver LaYarden, on the eastern side of the Jordan River? Once again, the Torah reminds us, Alasher me'altem bi betoch b'nei Yisrael b'mei merivat kadesh midbar tzin, because you committed a trespass against me amongst the children of Israel at the waters of strife at Kadesh in the wilderness of Tzin. Alasher lo kidashtem osi betoch b'nei Yisrael, that you did not sanctify me amongst the children of Israel. Of course, this is a reference to Moshe's famous sin in Parshas Chukas, Perachaf of Bamidbar, where he struck the rock, water gushed forth. He had been told to speak to the rock. Furthermore, he became angry at the people. Listen, O you rebels. Regardless for right now of the sin, the bottom line is that Moshe is not going into Eretz Yisrael. Both he and Aaron die and are buried on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Last pasuk of Parshas Ha'azinu. Ki mineged tir'eh et ha'aretz, from afar, you shall see the land. V'shamalo tavo, but there, Moshe, you will not come. Ela aretz asher ani nosein livnei Yisrael, to the land that I give to the children of Israel. What a tragic, we see it as a tragic end to Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Gzeirahi milfanai kablu hadas yomai, a decree before God. In fact, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, says that the reason Moshe's sin occurs in Parshas Chukas in Bamidbar, because Moshe's not going into the land, is the chok, the mystery, the ununderstandable law of the Torah. And yet, in this series of psukim, Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky brings us, Zatzal, a beautiful lesson and insight into the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. We know that Eschanan, Chazal tell us that Moshe davened 515 times to go into Eretz Yisrael, before I get to Rabbi Dr. Twersky, actually. And the Gemara tells us in Masechah Sota, Yud Dalet Aleph, Mipnei Ma Nis'av in Moshe Rabbeinu Likonis Eretz. Why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? V'chila echo mepiria hu tzarich, v'chila sba metuva hu tzarich, ala kach amar Moshe, harbe mitzvos nitztavu v'Yisrael, kula miskaimin ala b'Yisrael, eina miskaimin ala b'Yisrael. Did he want to eat from the fruit? Did he want to eat from the trees? Is that why he wanted to go into the land to eat the delicious delicacies that come out of Eretz Yisrael? No, Moshe said, harbe mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael. Israel has been commanded many, many mitzvos that are mitzvos hatluos ba'aretz. I want to go into the land to fill the mitzvos hatluos ba'aretz. Nevertheless, he was not allowed to go, and he instructed the people regarding the mitzvos hatluos ba'aretz, Shemitah, Yovel, Truma, Meiser, but he himself did not go in. And here at the end of Ha'azinu, he is told, go up to the top of the peak of Har Nevo and see the land of Canaan, and die on the mountain to which you ascend. Furthermore, the parsha ends by telling him, "Veshama lo tavo, there you shall not ascend." Moving now to Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky Zatzal, he tells such a beautiful insight into the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life here in Parshas Ha'azinu. Rabbi Dr. Twersky points out that for Moshe, the meaning of life was to grow in spirituality. A person has to think to themselves, why am I here? Why am I in Olam Haza? Why has my neshama come to this world? Is it to eat good steak? V'chile achom mepiria hu tzarich? V'chile spa metuva hu tzarich? Is it to be very satiated? Is it to be full? Is it to buy fancy clothing and have beautiful homes? Is that why we're in this world? For Moshe Rabbeinu, the meaning of life is to grow in spirituality. And growth in spirituality is accomplished by the performance of mitzvos. Having risen to the zenith of spirituality, the only possibility for Moshe Rabbeinu, for further spiritual growth was the performance of those mitzvos that can be performed in the Holy Land. So it's not just, Rabbi Dr. Tversky explains, like the Gemara says, and so to Yudal Rav, that he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, but even more than that, he understood that he had reached such a great height in Ruchnius. I'm not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who spent 120 days in Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol beisi ne'man hu pa'al pa'al daber bo. Moshe is like no other prophet. He spoke to God face to face, whatever that exactly means. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, precious kitisa v'lo yada Moshe ki karen arpana b'dabro ibto. His face was beaming with the light of the Shechina. So why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean to do the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz? Rabbi Dr. Tversky explains that he understood that he could only continue to grow in Ruchnias if he performed the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. However, since God decreed he could not enter the Holy Land, Moshe saw no purpose in life, because if there's no spiritual growth, if we don't have mitzvos, if we don't have chesed, if we don't have ma'isim tovim, if we don't have Torah, tefillah, and tzedakah, then there's no spiritual growth, and he willingly resigned himself to dying. However, we understand how Moshe must have felt from the fact that the Medrash tells us, Veschanan equals 515, how he felt in not having the opportunity not only to now go into Eretz Yisrael, but he lacked the opportunity to do new mitzvos. Therefore, the Vilna Gaon says, as quoted by Dr. Tversky, the Gra says that God therefore gave Moshe an opportunity to fulfill a new mitzvah here at the end of his life. And therefore, Moshe's death was formulated in a way that actually constituted two mitzvos. Moshe was given two unique mitzvos, a horashah, if you will, a ruling for the hour. God created two special mitzvos, says the Gemara, for Moshe Rabbeinu. One mitzvos aseh and one mitzvos lo aseh, so that the end of his life could be the same as his whole entire life, a ben aliyah, constantly growing in mitzvos. What was the mitzvos aseh God formulated for him? Aleh el har ha'avarim hazeh har nevo asher be'aretz moav u'muspahar. Ascend the mount and die on the mount. In doing so, Moshe was fulfilling a positive mitzvah, a mitzvah aseh de'oraisa, if you will, a hora'ah sha'ah, and he had great spiritual satisfaction from knowing even in death he was continuing to rise to an ever higher height of level of Avodas Hashem. And what was the lo ta'aseh, the last pasuk of Ha'azinu, ki mineged tira et ha'aretz, from afar you shall see the land, vishama lo tavo, and to there you shall not enter, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky. Although there are many people who are observant of Torah, their performance of mitzvos is often by rote. It is often by habit. It is often by rote, I should say. It is often by habit. It is not unusual, he says, to see people reciting the morning prayers in a rather hurried fashion. We can't wait to get away from Tefillah Shachris. And they run off with enthusiasm to the office or place of business, where they hope to earn money. What's wrong with this picture? We're leaving the Makom of Aliyah, the place where we beseech your Bono Shalom, who is the Kol Yachu, who gives us the Parnasa, to go to the place of Parnasa. We leave the Ruchnias to be involved in Gashmias, but without the Tefillah, there will be no Parnasa. They may not, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, reflect on the fact that the reward of doing the mitzvah properly, tefillah properly, b'tzibur, b'zman, b'kavana, far exceeds any monetary gain that they might hope to gain from their time in the office. And furthermore, he says, and this is why we should have such kavana when we do a mitzvah, we should understand every single mitzvah is contributing to our spiritual growth. And for spiritual growth, that is the purpose of why our neshama is here. Before performing a mitzvah, it is customary to declare, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, I am hereby performing this mitzvah as God commanded. It is related that before his death, the Besh, the Baal Shem Tov, said, I am hereby performing the mitzvah according to the divine command, ki afar ata ve'al afar tashuv. It's from Bereishis Perikim of Pasuk Yates. For you are dust, and you shall return to dust. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us that even in death, he continued to be a ben aliyah. He fulfilled the divine command, and he understood that was the only reason that he was living. And therefore, even death could be the fulfillment of a mitzvah aseh on one hand, and a mitzvah lo taseh on the other hand. We should, at the very least, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, be able to have great joy when performing mitzvos that do not require any sacrifice. I thought it was such a beautiful chiddush and a beautiful insight into the end of Ha'azinu and really the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, our rabbi, our teacher, our leader, our Adam Gadol, our Gadol Hador, how we should live our lives. And yes, Ribbono Shel Olam put us in this world, and yes, we should enjoy. And there's a lot of gashmis that's really nice, and it enhances our lives, and we should use it for avodas Hashem. But the true purpose for why we are here is to always be growing ever higher, closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if a person does not have opportunity for new mitzvos, it really is not life. It might look like life, but if Ruchnius in Torah is gone, there is no life. And that's why Moshe was so distressed. He couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael because he understood he couldn't grow anymore. So the Ribbono Shel Olam rewarded him for his distress. And he said, you know what? Even your death will be a mitzvah. Ascend to the mountain and die there. You fulfill a mitzvah's asay. And there you shall not cross. You fulfill a mitzvah's lo tasay. Halavai, we should learn from here. How excited we should be every time a chance to do a mitzvah comes our way. How much kavana we should have in the mitzvah that we are doing. It should not be by rote. It should be with alacrity. It should be with passion. It should be with joy. It should be with gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who gives us the mitzvahs to help us grow ever higher and perfect our neshama in this journey in this world. I thank you for learning with me. I wish you all a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.